And that's where we'll say thank you and goodbye to the World Service and start the day here on BBC Radio 4. Good morning, I'm Tom Sanders. It's Thursday, the 28th of November, the birthday of the writer and director Armando Iannucci, born on this date in 1963 in Glasgow, where the sun will rise today at 20 past 8 and set at 3:51. In fact, he'll be on Radio 4 later this morning with Helen Lewis. Strong Message Here is at 9:45. The Shebeen Bulletin isn't too far off, then at 5:30 news briefing. First, a new series starts this afternoon.
I think you really learn about a new side to people when you hear about their love of nature.
We've got three beehives. I am not a bee expert. I'm more bee curious.
In this new series, I'm joined by Richard Mabey, Martin Clunes and Kate Blanchett, exploring why wildlife and nature's so important to them.
This sort of idea of there's us and there's nature and some people enter nature, but I just think it's all life, isn't it? And we're all part of it.
This Natural Life with me, Martha Carney, starts this afternoon at 3 on Radio 4 and BBC Sounds.
Now we say good morning to Simon King.
Good morning, Tom. And now the shipping forecast issued by the Met Office on behalf of the Maritime and Coast Guard Agency at 0505 on Thursday, the 28th of November. There are warnings of gales in Viking, Forties, Cromarty, Forth, German Bight, Fitzroy, Sol, Lundy, Fastnet, Irish Sea, Shannon, Rockall, Malin, Hebrides, Bailey, Fair Isle, Faroes and South East Iceland. The general synopsis at midnight. Low Germany 998, expected Poland 1015 by midnight tonight. High Scotland 1027, expected Netherlands 1032 by same time. The area forecasts for the next 24 hours. Viking, north at 0, south at 0, 40s. Northerly, 4 to 6, becoming variable 4. Then southerly, 5 to 7. Occasional gale 8 later in Viking and 40s. Rain later, moderate or good. Cromarty, 4th. Variable 3 or 4, becoming southerly 6 to gale 8, mainly fair, good. Tyne, Dogger, Fisher. North 4 to 6, becoming variable 3 or 4, then south or southwest 5 to 7 later. Fair, showers at first in Fisher, good. German Bight, north 6 to gale 8, becoming cyclonic 4 to 6, rain at first, moderate or good. Humber, Thames, Dover. Northwest 4 to 6, backing south or southeast 4 or 5 later, fair, good. White, Portland, Plymouth, east or southeast, 4 to 6, occasional rain or drizzle, moderate or good. Biscay, cyclonic, becoming southeasterly, 4 to 6, occasional rain, moderate or good. Fitzroy, Sol, southeasterly, veering southwesterly later, 5 to 7, occasionally gale 8 in west, thundery rain and showers, good, occasionally poor. Lundy, Fastnet, Irish Sea. Southeasterly 5 to 7, occasionally gale 8, occasional rain, good, occasionally moderate. Shannon, Rockall. South or southeast 7 to severe gale 9, decreasing 4 to 6 later. Rain, good, occasionally poor. Malham, Hebrides. South or southeast 4 to 6, increasing 7 to severe gale 9 for a time. Fair, then rain. Good, occasionally poor. Bailey, southeasterly 5 to 7, occasionally gale 8, backing northeasterly gale 8 or severe gale 9 later in north. Rain later, good, becoming poor later. Fair Isle, Faroes, cyclonic 4 to 6, increasing 7 or gale 8 for a time, showers then rain, good, occasionally poor. Southeast Iceland, southwesterly 5 or 6, becoming cyclonic 7 to severe gale 9. Rain or snow, good, becoming poor or very poor. Weather reports from coastal stations for 0400, Tyree Automatic, southeast by south 4, 30 miles, 1023, now falling. Stornoway, west by south 1, 16 miles, 1023, now rising. Lerwick, west-northwest 2, more than 38 miles, 1022, rising more slowly. Lucas, west by north 2, more than 38 miles, 1025, now falling. Bridlington, northwest 3, 1023, rising more slowly. Sandetti Light Vessel Automatic, northwest by north 5, 11 miles, 1024. Greenwich Light Vessel Automatic, 11 miles, 1025. Jersey, east 3, 19 miles, 1023, rising slowly. Channel Light Vessel Automatic, east northeast 4, 1024. Scilly Automatic, southeast by east 5, 16 miles, 1021, now rising. Valentia, southeast by east 5, 27 miles, 1016, falling slowly. Ronald's Way, no observations. Malin Head, southeast 4, 27 miles, 1023, falling slowly. Here is the weather forecast for the inshore waters of Great Britain and Northern Ireland, valid for the following 24 hours, issued by the Met Office at 0500. General situation. An area of high pressure will drift steadily eastwards across the British Isles during Thursday, bringing a spell of quiet weather to all waters. However, a deep low will over the near Atlantic will also move east to bring strong to gale force winds to many northern and western parts by the end of the day. Cape Wrath to Rattray Head, including Orkney. South or southeast 3 or 4, increasing 5 to 7, occasionally gale 8. Rain later, good, becoming moderate or poor later. Rattray Head to Berwick-upon-Tweed. Northerly or northwesterly 3 or 4, backing southerly 4 to 6, increasing 7 or gale 8 later near Rattray Head. Rain later, moderate or rough, occasionally poor later. Berwick-upon-Tweed to Whitby. North or northwest 4 or 5, becoming variable 3 or 4, then south 4 to 6, mainly fair, good. Whitby to Gibraltar Point. Northwest 3 or 4, becoming variable 3 or 4, then becoming south 4 to 6, mainly fair, good. Gibraltar Point to Northumberland. Northwesterly 4 or 5, becoming variable 2 to 4, then southerly 3 or 4. Fog patches for a time near shore. Moderate or good, occasionally very poor for a time near shore. Northumberland to Selsey Bill. Northerly or northwesterly 3 or 4, veering easterly or southeasterly 3 to 5. Fair, good, occasionally moderate. Selsey Bill to Lyme Regis. Easterly or northeasterly 3 or 4, veering southeasterly 4 to 6. Showers in west, good. Lyme Regis to Land's End, including the Isles of Scilly. Southeasterly 4 to 6, occasional rain or drizzle, moderate or good, occasionally poor. Land's End to St David's Head, including the Bristol Channel. Southeasterly 4 to 6, increasing 7 or gale 8 near St David's Head, occasional rain, moderate or good, occasionally poor in west. St David's Head to Great Orme Head, including St George's Channel. East or southeast 3 to 5, increasing 6 or 7, occasionally gale 8, occasional rain, good, occasionally moderate. Great Orme Head to the Mull of Galloway. Southeast 3 or 4, increasing 5 to 7, occasionally gale 8 later. Mainly fair, good. Isle of Man. Southeast 4 or 5, increasing 5 or 6, veering south or southeast 5 to 7, moderate or good. Rain later, good, occasionally moderate later. Loch Foyle to Carrifford Loch. Southerly or southeasterly 4 or 5, increasing 6 to gale 8, occasional rain or drizzle, good, occasionally moderate. Mull of Galloway to Mull of Kintyre, including the Firth of Clyde and North Channel. Southeasterly 4 or 5, increasing 6 to gale 8, occasional rain or drizzle, good, occasionally poor. Mull of Kintyre to Isle of Merchant Point. East or southeast 3 to 5, increasing 6 to gale 8, occasionally severe gale 9, rain or drizzle, good, becoming moderate or poor. Isle of Merchant Point to Cape Wrath. South or southeast 3 to 5, increasing 6 to gale 8, occasionally severe gale 9, rain or drizzle, good, becoming moderate or poor. Shetland Isles, west or northwest 3 to 5, backing south or southwest 4 to 6, increasing 7 or gale 8 later, rain or drizzle later, good occasionally moderate later. And that completes this Rimmer Bulletin. I'll be back with the general weather forecast in a few minutes.
Thank you, Simon. This is Radio 4. It's 5:30 on Thursday, the 28th of November. Good morning. This is News Briefing with Tom Sanders. Police say they're investigating people who may have enabled Mohammed Al-Fayed to carry out sexual abuse. Lord Cameron has become the first former Prime Minister to back the bill to legalise assisted dying. In business, sources say the sale of Royal Mail to a company owned by a Czech billionaire could be confirmed in the next 2 weeks. The Metropolitan Police say they're investigating at least five people suspected of assisting the former owner of Harrods, Mohammed Al-Fayed, in committing sexual offences. More than 90 victims have come forward since a recent BBC documentary looking into claims about the late billionaire. The current owners of Harrods say they wholeheartedly support the investigation. Commander Stephen Clayman is from the Met's Specialist Crime Unit.
While Al-Fayed is no longer alive to face prosecution, we are determined to bring anyone who is suspected to have played a part in his offending to justice. This investigation will look at what role those individuals may have played in facilitating or enabling his offending and what opportunities they had to protect victims from this horrendous abuse.
The US envoy who helps negotiate the ceasefire on the Lebanon border between Israel and Hezbollah says that it could open the door to a deal to end the war in Gaza. Amos Hochstein told the BBC the ceasefire meant Hamas was now without allies, while Israel no longer had to fight a two-front war. Ukraine says its energy infrastructure is once again under massive Russian attack. The energy minister said facilities across the country were being targeted by missiles. David Cameron has become the first former Prime Minister to back moves to legalise assisted dying for terminally ill adults in England and Wales. Lord Cameron had previously opposed a change to the law, but has written an article in The Times saying he's changed his mind. Newsnight political editor Nick Watt says it could be a significant intervention.
I think David Cameron will be listened to with great care because he has done a lot of work on dementia. And of course, his first son, Ivan, was born severely disabled and he died shortly, David Cameron became Prime Minister. And in this article, he says he now accepts the argument is not about ending life, it's about shortening death.
Researchers say they've found the first new treatment for asthma attacks in 50 years. The injection dampens part of the immune system that can go into overdrive in flare-ups of both asthma and chronic obstructive pulmonary disease. The team behind the discovery at King's College London say the drug is